And what about the impact, I guess, on the people who you spoke to who have interacted with these surveillance efforts? I mean, what have they said about how it has sort of kind of changed their lives or changed their behavior?
Well, there's actually two lawsuits to watch. One in Minnesota, brought by the ACLU on behalf of protesters and observers there, and another in Maine, brought by Protect Democracy and a number of law firms on behalf of observers there, who are saying that their First Amendment rights have been violated by federal immigration agents and these kinds of intimidation tactics that are chilling their right to express themselves, their right to record and observe. And, you know, they're expressed, you know, feeling fearful and not knowing if they could continue to do this kind of work. And, you know, one of these observers, you know, talked about all the precautions she takes. She's concerned that federal agents know which car is hers. So she's mindful about where she parks and doesn't park too close to the homes she's visiting. When she flew recently, she didn't want to take her personal cell phone with her for fear that it would be searched. So these tactics are having a lot of effect on the people who've had these firsthand interactions with agents. And I think one question moving forward is, you know, in this environment, you know, how is that going to affect political speech moving forward? You know, people canvassing for certain candidates, attending protests. How is this going to affect people's feeling that they have that freedom to express themselves without consequence?
Yeah. And one thing I'll just add to that is that we have a constitutional right to free speech. And baked into that right is the ability to criticize the government anonymously. And all of the surveillance that we've been talking about is making that anonymity increasingly difficult to preserve.